My name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar man, Noongar Buddhia, or a Noongar elder. And I'd just like to tell you the story about the Bankshire, the Munyarit, the tree that made Sir Joseph Banks famous, that immortalised him when he was here in around about 1803, when he was visiting Western Australia with Matthew Flinders. And he saw the Bankshire and he saw the beautiful flowers and said, he's going to name that tree after himself, and he called it the Bankshire. The Noongars, as I said, called him the Munyarit. And with this tree, there's a couple of uses with it. First of all, where the leaves are at the end of a branch, if you look into the centre of that, you'll see a little bud coming out. Well, that's where the flower grows. And that bud, later on in September, will get very gummy and gooey, and it obviously protecting it from the heat. The Noongars would break that little nub off there, put it in their mouth, and they would chew it. Now, this gum is different to the red gum that you find on the white gum trees, on the red gums, on the chewets, because this gum actually salivates your mouth. And you can go for 5 to 6 hours without drinking water because your mouth is still being moistened by the gum in this tree. Secondly, where the flowers were, and once the flowers and the petals rot off and they leave the little wooden, we call them candles on the tree, the candles were broken off and they put into the fire and they were lit. So when the Noongars went from one place to the next, they didn't have to carry a flaming log that set fire to the whole forest, but they'd carry a candle. And during your walking action would keep that smoking like a cigar. So when you got to the next camping ground and you need a fire, you had it immediate, you just had to blow it, put some dry leaves and twigs on it, and in a couple of minutes you got the fire going. So that's the Munyarit tree. And he's a family, there's a whole family of Bankshires, and they're all different. Some got thin leaves, some got broad leaves, some are beautiful flowers. I think they call them acorner ones, and they're the most magnificent flowers. And in the old days, the Noongars used those flowers in around, in particular South Perth, there's large numbers of them growing. And where there's water would be laying on the rocks, because at the zoo there used to be an old rock hole there. They used to put the flowers into the water and shake the sugar off them. And they used to drink the alcohol that was made from it. Thank you.